Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, Americans, I would not have wanted Shapley and Ziegler, the two IRS whistleblowers and investigators on Hunter Biden, looking into my tax records. You know, I mean, if I were Hunter Biden, those would be the worst two guys. Why? Because they are awesome. I have to tell you, I see the purpose of the IRS. I don't know how you felt. When I hear IRS, it's like, oh, terrible. When I hear these guys talk about how their job is to make sure people actually pay their fair share, don't get around the system. Look, we understand there are tax laws. We may not like it, but we pay our taxes. I don't know how you are. I pass a kidney stone every time my accountant calls me in. I'm like, Kevin, bring your checkbook. I mean, it's old school talk, but you know, I know what she's saying. You're going to get hit. And so here she is, I mean, the Bidens hiding money, essentially subverting tax law, and you've got these guys that are doing their job. They're going, wait a minute, this is suspicious. And as I said the other day, you could not put a name on this stuff. They should just not. Here's the way it should be done. They should, if you could be done, it obviously can't. But if you couldn't put a name on it and you just presented this information to the committee, and you said, okay, here's what unnamed person was doing. What do you want to do on it? How do you want to handle it? Every Democrat that had nothing to say would be, oh, we've got to prosecute him. This is terrible. The things, the allegations of what the Biden family has done is appalling. And you have two 100% credible witnesses. I mean, they beat the Democrats into the ground. Can you imagine what these two would find out about the Democrats who've made millions on the backs of taxpayers? Not just the Biden family. Can you imagine if we put Shapley and Ziegler on Nancy Pelosi? On Maxine Waters? Can you imagine? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We talked a little bit about this congressional hearing yesterday, and I'm hopeful that this continues into next week. But and to be honest with you, I wanted to do a lighter show on Friday, but it turns out it was such a revealing thing. And it isn't so. I mean, the testimony, you probably heard it. We'll play a few clips. But here's some of the things, the observations. I think that's what's important about this stuff, the observations. Okay, I would ask you this. What do you think the average American that's now getting this drip campaign of what Hunter Biden did, what do you think they think about Hunter Biden, the Bidens, the DOJ, and everybody who's part of a massive cover-up? I want you to understand the irony of this. The Democrats are continuing to cover up a massive crime by the Biden family. And they want you to just look the other way. What are you doing? Why are you making a big deal about it? Let me tell you, the Bidens are all guilty. The Democrats are still protecting them, particularly Joe Biden. And here's what's interesting. They want to make it look like tax evasion is no big deal. So, in fact, one of them, Raskins, or one of the Democrats says, well, Donald Trump evaded taxes. You know, look what it took us a long time to get his taxes. I'll play that clip. I was literally blown away that this guy would go, well, Trump did it, and when he finishes, Trump didn't do it. It took us a long time to get his taxes. Okay, you got his taxes, and what did you find? Did you find tax evasion? No. Did you find hidden money, hidden accounts, 20 different LLCs moving money around? Huh? Was he paying his grandbabies? Did he not have a product, by the way? They completely ignore, this is one of the ironies, the Democrats completely ignore the obvious crimes about the Bidens. I mean, as I say it, take the names off of this and say, okay, here's a person that pays prostitutes. You know what? Let's just put, there's a clip of the whistleblower of Ziegler, and he essentially says, here's what the Bidens did. What Hunter Biden did.
Do you solemnly swear?
The special agent Joseph Ziegler is a 13-year veteran of the IRS, a registered Democrat, and until now a confidential whistleblower.
I do.
On Wednesday, he publicly testified about his role investigating the president's son, Hunter, for tax crimes.
I'm the main case agent. I worked 95% of this tax investigation. So nice to meet you.
In an exclusive interview with CBS News, Ziegler told us he believed the evidence he gathered during the five-year probe supported multiple felony and misdemeanor counts, including allegations Hunter Biden wrote off personal expenses as business payments.
Hotels he was blacklisted from, payments that were made to escorts, payments that are made to no-show employees.
Welcome back, folks. I don't know about you, but I can tell you this, if you try to write off prostitutes, lavish hotels, lavish meals, as you'll learn if you've been following this whole whistleblower thing, Hunter Biden used his corporation to live his life lavishly. Now, by the way, this is what leftists complain about with capitalists. They say, oh, these people are doing all these terrible things. They write off everything and then they don't show any money. Well, that is one of the perks of having a business, is you can write things off. But there are rules that make sure that you're not just taking advantage of the public. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, having your home office and writing off part of your house versus hiring prostitutes and no-show employees, and then employees that are there for your own personal pleasure, and a host flying them to D.C. so that you can have sex with them and then fly them back to L.A., that's not part of the perks of business. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, we are going to dive into this a little bit, because the Democrats claim that there is no dual system of justice, and our saying it all the time just means that it's just a conspiracy. I'll ask you, do you think you could get away with, if you run a company or if you are part of a company, do you think that you or the CEO or the management team of your company could get away with what Hunter Biden has gotten away with? I'll tell you this, I don't know anybody that could do what Hunter Biden did, not fall under the scrutiny of the IRS, and not be sent to prison for multiple years. I don't know anybody who could forego that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you guys missed it, I told you my theory about what's going to happen. I said, there's got to be a scapegoat. Leftists have a scapegoat farm. And periodically they go out there and they go, okay, we'll take that one and that one. And they bring them in. And this is where we are, the scapegoats. And I told you that what's going to happen is they got to make a decision. Which Biden is it going to be? Because it can't be the elites. It can't be the Democrats. It can't be leftism. It has to be somebody. And you want to talk about your nobody's too big to, what do they call it? Into, you know, you're nobody's above the law? Well, here's what I can guarantee you. Nobody's above leftism. Nobody. Not Joe Biden. Not certainly not Hunter. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So you've got this situation brewing. And you can start to see it. I'm telling you right now, you can see it. People are going, well, it still doesn't connect Joe. It still doesn't connect Joe Biden. Okay. It doesn't connect Joe. When it does. So we're going to spend this hour talking about how it does connect, Joe. And what the Democrats are doing, the interesting way they're trying to keep Joe out of it, even though the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. It's enormous. So right now, here's a CNN panel talking about impeachment. And they're, I don't know who the guy is, but he's almost like incredible. It's incredible to him that Joe Biden could even be brought up in the you know, why are you talking about impeachment for Joe? Now, Hunter, that's a different deal. Now, this is in contrast to what almost every one of these leftist pundits was saying less than, 2 years ago? It was, Hunter's a good guy. Oh, there's nothing there. There's no there. Joe hadn't talked to anybody, you know, et cetera. How are you going to downplay that? But anyway, here's a clip.
It's not a legal question, it's a political question, but what did you make hearing Kevin McCarthy?
Well, this is the power of the majority. This is why elections matter. If you control Congress, you can open an impeachment inquiry. Speaking of there not being a smoking gun in any case, I've still not seen a smoking gun on this case. I think there are legitimate questions about where Hunter Biden was getting his money from. Clearly, he was only getting his money because his last name was Biden, but what's been missing is that definitive link
to the president,
to his father. And, you know, I think it's an interesting political question. You both are the political experts, but how does that play to open an impeachment inquiry?
All I can say is, wow. Not a legal question, a political question. In fact, you know what this is being called? A witch hunt. A political shakedown of the Biden family. Now look at the people who are calling it that. What did they do to Trump? Holy crap. Two different impeachment hearings that failed. And what were they? Political shakedowns for nothing. Trump made a comment to Putin and said, I hope you release Hillary's 30,000 emails. Oh, who's impeachable? He's working with the Russians. And then who was working with the Russians? Hillary Clinton. Trump had a conversation with Zelensky and he said, you need to look into this stuff on the Bidens. And oh my gosh, we got to impeach him. Who's in collusion? Who's working with the Ukrainians? What did Trump do that was wrong? Absolutely nothing. Everything was validated. So two impeachment hearings that were failures, and in both cases, Trump was right. Hillary Clinton started the mess, lied about it. Hunter, Team Biden started the mess, and now they're lying about it. But they say it's not a legal question, it's a political question. This is just a witch hunt. And I love how he goes, there's no smoking gun here. He goes, it's legit to ask questions. It's okay, look, let's not let him stop asking questions, but it's legit. But there's no smoking gun. There's nothing that connects Joe Biden to his son. The fact that Joe Biden said, I never talked to my son about business, and now we've learned that over 200 times he's talked to his son about business, and he's been put on speakerphone to essentially validate whatever his son is saying. We have his son in his own words saying, I got to give dad money, half my income. Hopefully you don't have to. We have people in hidden correspondence, in secretive correspondence saying that we got to put this aside for the big guy. I know, Kevin, none of that has Biden's name on it. Sir. I know. And here's what else we've got. We've got bank accounts that are leaked that have to do with shell corporations that are going to end up in Joe Biden's bank account. I'm anxious to see how they get out of this one. And see, Joe, who says he's got all these book deals, that's how he got his money, speeches and book deals. Well, here's what I know. Speeches and book deals don't have to be routed through 20 different foreign entities, LLCs, set up where a person is on record as to saying, I paid the Bidens $5 million each, but we ran it through enough LLCs, through enough shell corporations, it'll take them years to figure it out, if they ever do. Because they always underestimate us, right? They underestimate our ability to, like, we can't figure out that at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning on election night, for the next morning, that the Democrats all got together and colluded and stole an election. I know, hard to believe that we're too stupid to understand that. Or in their case, you're too stupid. You believe that because you're stupid, right, people? Or maybe you believe it because you know it to be true. Yeah, like this 18-year-old kid with LeBron's son. We'll talk more about him in a bit, but falling out from a heart attack. That Tory girl, the girl that won Grammys, in critical condition. Why? Blood clots. And, you know, they said Elon Musk got grief because he dared to say, I bet you money that LeBron James' son, Bronny, was vaccinated, because that's why 18-year-olds have heart attacks. But I know, quote, folks, because the left will tell you fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. The guy goes on to say this in that clip. Clearly, Hunter Biden got his money on his last name. Now, what does that tell you? He has jettisoned... Hey, Hunter, how's it feel under the bus? Is there a lot of room there? Wow. He threw Hunter under the bus. And there's a reason why. This complicit media is trying to cover for Joe Biden. They're covering for him because they're all in. You know, it's a poker term. I'm not saying they're all in. I'm saying that, like, they figuratively, you know, literally. I'm saying they push their chips all in. They must support this lie, continue to support it, because it looks bad for them. He got his money with under his last name. But there's no link to his father. What they're saying is there's a link to his father, that he used his father. But there's nothing that shows that Joe Biden did anything to help his son Hunter. No. Forget that interview he did, that thing meeting he had over in Ukraine where he says, I told him, I'll take that $1 billion and go home. Forget that. Forget the billions that he's now giving to Ukraine to keep his little secret, dirty little secret, because they got a couple $100 billion of American money and munitions, so no harm, no foul. But no, there's no connection. When we come back in this next segment, I'm going to play this clip from Fox News. It's Martha McCallum. She's got Tommy Lahren and another guy on there, Juan Williams. And I want you to hear Juan Williams do two things. One, throw Hunter under the bus. And two, give excuses for Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
People on the Hawaiian island of Maui bracing for what could be a devastating death toll as more than 1,000 people are still missing. Meanwhile, the top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned, effective immediately. Former Attorney General Bill Barr rejecting the argument that it's unfair to try Donald Trump in court while he's running for president. Barr rejected the argument, saying you don't get immunity for 2 years just by saying you're a candidate. President Biden meeting today at Camp David with leaders from Japan and South Korea. White House officials say both countries and the U.S. will make a pledge at the summit to consult each other in moments of crisis. That meeting will be Biden's first Camp David summit for foreign leaders. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, I hope you know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant by that is, I hope you thought this through. I hope you know exactly what you're doing here.
Meaning what?
That's all I meant. Nothing more than that, because I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them, because they know where I have to do my job and that's it, and they have to make their own judgments.
Do you understand people say, Joe Biden, he's an experienced politician, statesman, knows the issues of Ukraine. Why didn't he just say to his son, this is one to take a pass on, it may not look good?
He was already on the board, and he's a grown man. And it turns out he did not do a single thing wrong, as everybody's investigated.
How telling that clip is when you listen to it in retrospect. I don't know if you really analyzed it. He says, I told him, I hope you know what you're doing. So he did discuss Hunter's business in Ukraine. Because he says, I hope you know what you're doing. Then what does Joe Biden say? Well, he was already on the board. Okay, how do you know that? If you're not discussing your son's business, how do you know he's on the board of this energy company in Ukraine? He was already on the board. How do you? Is it in the news? Nobody would know that. That's a conversation a dad's gonna, a son's gonna have. Hey, Dad, I'm on the board of this energy company, and it's called Burisma. Oh, hey, listen, son, you just do what you need to do. Don't talk to me about it. Hey, But not only did he, Joe Biden says, I told him, look, you know, you're a grown man, but be careful. I don't know what he said. We have to play the clip back. But you heard it. And then he says, well, he was already on the board. So Hunter Biden obviously told you he was on the board. I want to play that clip again, because he says, be careful about what? She's like, well, what were you talking about? And he doesn't allude to it, because there was a problem. He was talking to him about it.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, I hope you know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant by that is, I hope you thought this through. I hope you know exactly what you're doing here.
Meaning what?
That's all I meant.
God, so telling. It's so obvious. Look, my son's, one of them's in business for himself. Others are doing consulting work. I've talked to friends about, hey, Dad, listen, I'm doing work with this energy company. I hope you know what you're doing. That's all I said. I hope you know what you're doing. Who says that? Just stop. If I'm interviewing, I would have said to Joe Biden, who says that to their kid? You would say something like, congratulations, son. Congratulations for getting that role. Or you might say, well, son, you don't seem to have a background in energy. Why is it that you're getting this thing? Tell me a little bit more. There's no curiosity. There's no fatherly, well, son, this is going to may look bad on the family that you're getting this. Make sure you're not using the Biden name. You know, nothing. He says, that's all I said. And then he goes on to tell you, well, he was already on the board. Well, so he's already on the board of this energy company. And then you decide to have this conversation at that point. That is so telling. I don't want to belabor it, but it is. Made no money in China. My family made no money in China. Yeah, you did. And everybody knows it. Here's what Adam Schiff said about the impeachment inquiry potential for Joe Biden.
I think the Republican desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter whether there's any evidence, just shows how they have descended into chaos.
I'm not sure how well you could hear that, but that was Adam Schiff saying the Republicans deciding to impeach Biden just shows that they have no evidence and how much they've descended into chaos. I find that extremely interesting. The Republicans have no evidence and is extended, and they're into chaos here. Well, remember Adam Schiff, the guy who guaranteed he had the evidence against Donald Trump and the Russian collusion? I'm not going to bore you with the clips. Don't worry about it, guys. This is the guy now that wants you to believe that the Republicans have descended into chaos because they can't produce enough evidence. Yeah, they don't have to. Hunter Biden's done it for them. Before, we played this Stephen Miller clip on Jesse Waters, but here's Jesse Waters explaining how Hunter had access to Joe Biden's account for the wrong reasons, but they apparently... they all had their accounts intermingled. And here's what happened. And Jesse Waters explains it. I didn't even know this, because I'm not a huge fan of Jesse Waters, but this information is kind of interesting.
Of course this leads to Joe. Why would Hunter have access to Joe Biden's bank accounts? Well, here's a story that explains that. That doesn't make any sense. Back in 2018, Hunter Biden was binging on crack cocaine at the Chateau Marmont Hotel in L.A. He was using escort services. But Hunter was so high, he accidentally overpaid a Russian pimp $25,000 from his father's account. Joe Biden in 2018 wasn't vice president anymore, but electronic transfers like that from the vice president to a certified pimp set off all kinds of alarm bells in Washington. So the Secret Service frantically got involved and rushed into Hunter Biden's hotel. First, they texted Hunter saying, quote, come on, H, this is linked to Celtic's account. D.C. is calling me every 10. Let me up or come down. I can't help you if you don't let me, H. Now, Joe Biden's Secret Service code name was Celtic, by the way, and Hunter's code name was Chieftain. When Hunter wouldn't get out of the room, the Secret Service stormed in. Hunter spent the next 2 weeks trying to claw back $20,000 of his father's cash from a Russian pimp. Now, this wasn't Macy's, so I don't know what the pimp's return policy was. This might be the first time a pimp's given a John back some of his money. But here's the point. Why would Hunter Biden have easy online access to his father's bank account? Are you able to log on to your dad's bank account and wire money to people? I'm not. I never have been. But the Bidens were a different kind of family. The money came in, and everybody in the family split it. Quote, one big pot of money for the entire Biden clan, unquote. Remember, Hunter's not 13. He's a grown man going into his daddy's account. He put the money in, he took the money out. Joe Biden used Hunter's money to pay for phone bills, house repairs, monthly expenses. Joe Biden touched this bribe money for years. That's a fact. Even Hunter's business partners had access to Joe Biden's bank account. Joe was getting help with his mortgage payments, his taxes. Where'd the money come from? The Democrats can't deny it anymore. Hunter admitted in court under oath that he was getting paid from China, Ukraine, and Romania. And Hunter is on the record saying Pop made me give him half my salary and pay for everything in the family for 30 years. Hunter's dirty foreign cash is Joe's dirty foreign cash. The family was living off bribe money and hiding it. There's no way that Joe can claim he had no idea what his son was up to. Here's another example.
Joe Biden not only knew about and spoke with Hunter about his overseas business dealings, but may have actually been involved. Just the day before the election last year, we published a story from an anonymous whistleblower who said that he was on a conference call with Joe Biden, where Joe was acting like the chairman of the board of this company that was dealing with online gambling in Latin America. Joe Biden was asking about profits, revenues, and this was whilst he was vice president.
So if Joe was involved right before the election, can we rule out that he's not involved now?
All right, everybody, welcome back. So Jesse Waters explains that we all have access to our parents' bank accounts, right? Mine wouldn't have mattered. My grandparents didn't have any money, so it would have just been me putting money in there. But then again, that would have been like Hunter, wouldn't it? Who takes $25,000 out of their dad's bank account to pay off Russian pimps? And, oh, by the way, that Secret Service organization knows about it. I mean, that, look, I get it. They're not. They just do their jobs. They're invisible people. They're like the cameramen in these so-called reality TV shows. You're not supposed to even consider them there. But come on. $25,000 a bit. They probably thought it was a payment for kidnapping or something. I mean, you get something that big out of it. Look, I'm not going to get into the details of it. That's for you guys to work out on your own. But $25,000 to pay for prostitutes, if my grandparents had that kind of money and I took it out of their account and I was paying for prostitutes, I guarantee you my grandmother would be like, boy, what you doing? I don't know what you think this account is for. But, yeah, I mean, I would have been read the Riot Act, and rightfully so. This is insanity. But it's par for the course when it comes to the Bidens. They deal in insanity. I tell you, they're a family fit for Maury. They're fit for Jerry Springer. And maybe, just maybe, they'll be fit for their orange jumpsuits.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Law attorney, law professor, and a Fox News contributor. Jonathan, thanks for being in focus. First of all, knowing what Hunter is potentially up against, fighting for a new plea deal now, and all the evidence unfolding in other investigations, do you think the president would not pardon him?
Well, there was that moment in the White House, which was almost comical, where Jean-Pierre seemed insulted. They wouldn't take no for an answer. This is the very spokesperson that just 2 days previous said a clear falsehood about prior no's, right? This president has also said there was no Chinese money that went to his son. His son just said there was. This was the president who previously and for years said that he had no knowledge of these business dealings. That's now proven to be untrue. So the surprise over the skepticism of the press corps really did border on the comical. It's not clear what it would take to get the president to this sort of what I've called the break the glass moment in a column yesterday. You know, we've had presidents use the pardon power for friends and family, Bill Clinton being the most obvious with his half-brother. But the question, I think, for the White House is, can this be fixed? And when I use that term, I use it broadly. You know, there was an effort to fix this case. The fix fell apart, and now they're trying to fix that.
That, of course, was constitutional attorney Jonathan Turley giving his take on what we already know. And what's interesting to me when I listen to these so-called experts, and I think Turley probably is certainly qualified to speak on this legally, is when you take it to the court of public opinion and how that's being swayed. I haven't seen any polling from Rasmussen or any others on this, but I can't believe that polling is in favor of the Democrats right now. And when you look at the kind of the trail of how this has come to be, where Joe Biden says, I never spoke to my son about it, and we covered it earlier in the broadcast, and I think we covered it really interestingly in the sense that if you listen to that comment carefully, Joe Biden is admitting that he indeed had spoken to his son about Burisma, and number one. And number two, he admits that, well, I learned about my son being on the board of Burisma. You know, if you listen to the comment, he's telling you, I learned about him being on the board kind of after the fact. And as I mentioned, if you're put on the board of a company, that's something you share. That's something that it would be normal to share. But Biden acts like it was an afterthought, when in fact he sort of condemns himself by saying, I wasn't talking about it until I found out he was on the board, and I found out almost by accident. I'm just not buying it. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And there's a second part to this interview with Turley. I want to play it now. One of the things he's curious about is, why did Biden lie in the first place?
Well, Archer is expected to testify that the president participated in a couple of dozen calls, including being put on speakerphone. If that's true, then it demolishes the defense that the White House has used for years with the American people. And the question then becomes not whether the president has lied, but why he has lied for so many years about this influence peddling operation run through his son.
So Turley's talking about Devin Archer, who's due to testify, I believe, here in the next day or so. And he says that Devin Archer, and of course this is now public knowledge, is going to testify that Joe Biden indeed participated in dozens, I think they said dozens of calls, and even put on speakerphone. And he says, if that's the case, and if you can believe Devin Archer, which of course in the when you add all the so-called circumstantial evidence together, it certainly looks like Joe Biden participated. And as I said, it doesn't pass the common sense test that a father wouldn't want to know what his son is doing, particularly when your son is a person that's as damaged as Hunter Biden. So if you believe Devin Archer, if you believe Bobulinski, if you believe the two IRS whistleblowers, if you believe some of the other people that are beginning to start to offer evidence, if you believe the SARS reports, if you believe the statement from the Ukrainian oligarch who gave both the Bidens $5 million each or said that he did, if you believe the 20 shell companies, and if you believe the FBI cover-up, the media conspiracy, etc., well, then it's kind of difficult to dismiss this. And so Turley says, if you come to that conclusion, then you have to ask yourself this question. Why did Joe Biden lie? And, of course, the obvious conclusion is he lied because he's covering this up. He doesn't want people to know what he did. Now, I've already predicted many times I have a steak dinner with one of my buddies on this, that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. He's not going to be the nominee, and I'm convinced of that more every time we play something else. And when you add to, I mean, we keep talking about the money stuff, the money laundering, well, not laundering so much, but hiding of the money, not paying taxes on the money, using money to buy prostitutes to pay for Hunter Biden's sex club membership, and who knows what else. But what else do we have? We've got coercion by the Biden Justice Department, essentially with the media, with social media, the FBI twisting the arm of social media, Facebook. Right now, I think Zuckerberg is in contempt of court, contempt of Congress. They've asked him to come in to explain all these various things that we're starting to find out. So it doesn't surprise me at all that Joe Biden mentioned impeachment in the speech writers that put that into his speech. And as we played earlier in the broadcast, Joe Biden actually says he alludes to it in a very strange manner, which tells me that he's very scared, because his comment was, maybe they'll decide to impeach me because inflation is coming down. I don't know. I love that one. Anyway, that's another story. So it sounds like somebody wrote that into his speech, and he was just kind of catching it, because, as I mentioned, he knows he's not going to be impeached because of inflation. But what he does is he tries to deflect from the serious nature of his impending impeachment, which I think is going to happen. And when I say impeachment, I don't mean they're just going to raise articles of impeachment. I think he will be impeached. I don't believe that the majority of the Democrats at some point, well, certainly enough of them, are going to have to say he did this, and we have to acknowledge it. Because if they don't, then they're admitting that they don't care about a crooked FBI. They're admitting they don't care about a crooked media, crooked social media, disinformation campaign on behalf of the Democrats, and so on and so forth. I think they have to go with it. But I do believe that Biden mentioned it to sort of deflect, to say, it's not that serious. And as I said, literally the day before he said that, he was asked about impeachment. He didn't even acknowledge it. He just kind of gave a little scoff, like, whatever, and he walked out of the press meeting, the press briefing. So a lot going on here, a lot to digest. Not good for the Democrats, not good for Joe Biden. And as Jesse Waters pointed out, what father lets his son have complete unfettered access to his bank account, and who can spend $25,000 on a Russian pimp, which of course raised red flags to the Secret Service. And so they then triggered it, and of course we heard the outcome of that message. And where do we get this information? We got this information not from some right-wing conspiracy group, but from Hunter Biden's messages on his computer. So every time we think that we've kind of dug to the bottom of the barrel, or dug to the bottom of the whatever, the hole, the Bidens manage to dig deeper. I don't think we're going to have time to play this Jim Jordan clip, but he was on Laura Ingraham explaining the White House coercion of Facebook and what the FBI told them. I mean, look, I've seen some corrupt administrations. I should say I've been around 60 years. I certainly have seen my share of administrations, and some of them have done some pretty shady things, particularly the Clinton administration, even though, as I said, it's tough to blame Clinton when you come out of the time period that he was in with just amazing numbers. But he did some shady stuff, bombing aspirin factories and doing things to cover up what he was doing inside of the White House. But there's nothing like this. The Obamas did some really shady stuff. I mean, they weaponized the IRS and other elements of the DOJ against the citizens, as well as the media. And I'm amazed that the media has kind of overlooked that. But there's been nothing close to what we've witnessed with the Bidens. One of the other things that we're going to cover not going to get a chance to right now, but it's Mitch McConnell freezing. But we'll talk about that another day. Sit tight, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.